Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the Riddle-O, the Ready to Love Officer, and Junior, this is from Corliss in Louisville, guys. Since April, Corliss writes, my wife has been working from home. Since April, she has not waxed any part of her body. She's always in my sweats and only combs her hair when she goes out. She said she loves working from home and being comfy. So how do I talk to her about this without offending her? What do I say?
Well, first and foremost, you're going to get your ass out of my sweats, though. They're going to find you something to put on other than my clothes until you shave yourself down and start looking like a human again, okay?
A little too hairy for you.
That's a little too much. Now, I can't take it. We're going to have to keep this grooming. We got to stay on point with this grooming. There's a hair limit. And it's the hair on your head, that's the part you can keep. Everything else got to go.
And comb. She's got to comb that. Don't forget.
Yes.
Junior?
Hair just everywhere. Hair everywhere. That's what you telling me. Come on, Corliss. Mm-hmm. That's what you telling us. So you just over here just laying up with a Sasquatch. That's what you're doing. Just hair everywhere. Just a Sasquatch up here. That's what she doing.
How does he tell her this without offending her is the question.
He already knows that.
If you want to tell her, divorce papers. Tell her. Leave.
Leave him?
Over. Groom me?
The man said since April. We in August. It's hair everywhere.
It's a lot.
Look, Junior.
Yeah, that's April.
You do the math.
Yeah, that's a lot of growth, ain't it? What y'all ladies call it? Don't y'all call it, what's that, a lot of new growth? Ain't that a lot of new growth since April? That's a lot of new growth.
Yeah, that's when you got a perm, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of new growth. Since April, we in August.
Oh, wow. So what should he say? I mean, how should he say something, to start with.
He said just
be
like
nice,
this.
Be nice.
I'm going to be nice.
Okay, go.
It's over.
That's not nice.
Junior.
That was nice.
No, it was.
Two words. It's over. Because hair everywhere.
Or just start, when she sleep, Tommy. Just start shaving her. Just start shaving her.
Something.
She waxes.
Well, see, if I got to lay down with you and I can braid your back.
All right, we got to move on. You guys are no help at all. All
right,
Jen in McDonough says, I was out with a guy and his credit card got declined and he asked if I could cover the bill. I paid for everything and politely said no to a second date. He said, I'm just like all the other women that don't believe women should chip in. I don't mind chipping in, but only if I offer. Am I right or wrong in this situation?
I ain't mad at you at this one right here. Come on, fellas. You know, you got to make sure your finance is ready if you're going to take somebody out. Make sure your card going to go through. You don't want to get to dinner. You done ate all this. Now you got to ask her. You don't even really know her well enough yet when you're supposed to be footing the bill. You asked her out on a date. Come on, man. You got to man up. Get your finance in order. If you ain't got $200-$300 to take out, then y'all don't need to be going out. Mm-hmm. That's Tommy.
Yeah. $200-$300.
But he said she's just like all the other women that don't believe women should chip in. Wow. And your card was declined. Come on, dude.
Well,
what do you
say?
Come on,
what?
Say it. Where is it?
You gonna do more than sit here looking cute. That's what you finna do.
Oh, that's what he said.
You gonna do more than just sit here and look cute. Where is your card, ma'am?
Participate.
You go. I know you fine. That's why we at dinner now. But see, my card got declined. So just because you cute, pull your card out, ma'am.
Okay, let me ask you guys. Did he know his card was going to get declined?
Yeah, he knew it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He double trifling if he did that.
He may be double trifling, but that man told her, you're going to do more than just sit here and look cute. You're going to do more than that.
But what he could have done was, if the card got declined, he could have just Cash App or Zelled her the money to cover the date. Okay. You know, something like that. But not throwing shade at her like that.
Right, but what did he do?
No, we're throwing shade.
It ain't, Carla, it ain't in the Cash App. He don't have to.
I know. That's why his card was that part. You're right.
The man told her, you just ain't going to be cute. I don't care if your toenails and your nail polish is pink. We don't care. Dude, wear your card.
You're right, Junior. We don't like your answer.
At all.
Where's your card?
Man,
all right. Moving on to Samira and T-Neck. Samira writes, my sisters planned a housewarming party for me, but I don't want it at my house. I rented out the clubhouse in my subdivision. She rented out the clubhouse in her subdivision, but they said it's tacky to have a party there. I don't want these people in my house. Am I crazy for how I feel?
I ain't mad. You don't want these people in your new house? Throw it out the yard.
Yeah.
Throw it out in the yard. That's what you do. Don't. But I get it. I understand. I just got my house. Y'all not finna come in here and just go AWOL. Yep. No.
And the club.
No.
Fine. Yeah.
No.
Clubhouse.
They want to see the house. The people want to see the house.
After the party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monica. Who said this? Monica Bond.
You finna take your shoes off and walk through here. And when everybody back outside, we're gonna walk through here real quick. That's it.
Right.
And leave your gifts
at the door.
Junior.
What? Junior what?
Come on with this answer. Come on.
I can't give you this answer. First of all, I didn't do good on the last one. This one here, this is worse. Because I can't talk about clubhouses or nothing. I ain't got a fence. Right. What are y'all talking about?
This is true.
In the neighborhood?
Uh-huh.
Did you have a house?
I have a clubhouse. I ain't been in there because I ain't got a fence. I ain't got no business answering none of this. It's not. Go ahead, Carl.
Junior, did you have a housewarming party? Because you have a new home. You're a new homeowner.
We can't have a housewarming, Carla, because we ain't got a fence. You got to have a fence to have a housewarming.
Remember,
we can't do that.
Invited Tommy and
no,
Steve
you don't.
Over.
No, you don't. You can have one.
That's why I had one, Tommy, because you ain't been over here yet. I ain't, because you said you're not coming until I get a fence. Well, I ain't got no fence.
They said that. They did.
Clubhouse is out the question. Clubhouse? Oh, no.
Why is he so mad?
Because I'm mad because I ain't got a fish yet.
All his friends showed up there for his birthday and they came down there.
But what they said, as soon as they looked outside, she said, I'll be damned. Tommy wasn't lying. He ain't got a fish. That's all.
Thanks for listening, guys.
But you gonna ask about a clubhouse? You think I got time to worry about a clubhouse?
No. But your fence should be here shortly, right? It's on the way.
It's soon. Okay, I'll tell y'all about that.
This is August, Junior.
Yeah, but I'll tell y'all about it.
Okay. All right, guys. All right, well, thank you, Riddle-O, Ready to Love Officer, and thank you, Junior.
Yeah, Junior got a little attitude.
I know.
Yeah, I got an attitude. Y'all asking about a clubhouse? The clubhouse.
No, but we're asking you about your housewarming party. How did this get to be such an issue?
They always think about them. These guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.